Hello, EB fans. This is EB Cran for June 16th, 2000. Now for the ABC News. Not much site news this week, but EBC hit 4,500 hits on the 11th and 4,600 today. Also today, the first ever EBC newsletter was sent out. If you signed up before today, then it's in your mailbox now. Here is a review of this week's updates, starting with Monday the 12th. I added the Lost World enemies to the guide, and added pages 56 through 70 through the online player's guide. I added the newsletter sign-up form, and added part of Gygus's Revenge. This would be number 7 to the fanfic section. On Wednesday the 14th, update, I added the Fire Spring enemies to the Ultimate Enemies Guide and added part 8 of Gygus's Revenge. Today's updates for the 16th, I added the Magikin and Seabeaton enemy, added part 9 of Gygus's Revenge to the fanfic section, changed the poll, and finally added pages 56 through 73 to the online player's guide. No EB community news this week, so we'll head straight into the feature site review. This week, it's Starman D's Earthbound Realm. You can find a link to the site on the front page. Navigation. The navigation links are on all the pages on Starman D's Earthbound Realm. It's a sidebar menu format, and you won't need to use the back button unless you want to. Navigation gets 10 out of 10. Layout. The layout of Starman D's Earthbound Realm isn't that easy to read or use, but it isn't too bad. He really does need to change his font to white or something. Layout scores a 6.5 out of 10. The speed of Starman D's Earthbound Realm is fairly fast and scores a 7 out of 10 for a total of 13.5 out of 20 in the layout speed category. There is a whole ton of content on this site and it's pretty interesting. Content score is 8.5. Most of it is original and by him, so the rating of originality is 7 out of 10. So content originality scores 15.5 out of 20. Updates. He doesn't seem to be updating as much as he used to, but he may just be working on a long-term project for the site. Updates gets a 5 out of 10. Overall score, my final thoughts. Final score, 44 out of 60. That's a pretty good score. That could be better if he would just change his font color to something other than black. This is a really great EB site, nonetheless, and definitely deserves the features site of the week title. Here's a quick update on Starman Net's EB64 petition. They are up to 7,186 signatures. That's 556 more than last week as reported by EB Cran. Make sure you sign it if you haven't already. This has been EB Cran for June 16th, 2000. Tom Aiken signing off. EB Cran is copyright 2000 Earthbound Central.